News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Other races. There were other races, by the way. It wasn't all the U.S. Senate race. There was other races. There was big doings going on for Congress, for a congressional race, for Congressional District 5, the one that was vacated by Mo Brooks so he could make that stab at U.S. Senate. Dale Strong, I'm sure you've all heard right here in the listening area, Dale Strong is going to be the next congressman from this area. Now, he will face a Democrat, Kathy Warner Stanton. Hyphenated name, Kathy Warner Stanton of Decatur is the Democrat facing him. And he'll have that general election coming up like everybody else in the fall. But yeah, Madison County Commission Chairman, story off of WAFF Channel 48 right here. Dale Strong won the runoff among Alabama's seven U.S. House seats. The only runoff among Alabama's seven U.S. House seats. Claiming the Republican nomination. He's been the commission chairman since 2012, and he defeated Casey Wardinsky. With 99% of the votes counted last night, he had 63% of the vote. So it was a sizable win. Great race run by both men, and I really do believe. And there was a full field. I mean, we had a number of other candidates in that race early on, but those two went to the runoff, and Dale Strong gave a very gracious acceptance. He said, "It's not about me. It's about us. It's about America. And we are called and we are fixing to take America back." And he went on to say a few other things. And Wardinsky gave his speech. He said that some voters spoke through their ballot and that a larger group spoke through their silence. He said the 88% of voters gave their proxy to the 12% who decided. And that's true. It's a kind of a crying shame that we have that low a turnout. Because it really does leave everything in the hands of a few when everybody had the same right and opportunity. But either way, congratulations to Dale Strong on his victory, and onward now to the fall for that one. Now, there were a number of other races. You heard me mention some. Wes Allen, who was on the show, what day was it, yesterday? What day was Wes Allen on, Copper? Was it yesterday or the day before? Now, Andrew Sorrell was yesterday. Wes Allen was Monday. That's right. Yeah. So speaking of which, so I'll just go ahead and say that. Story off of WKRG. Andrew Sorrell was named Alabama's next state auditor. He was on the show with us yesterday. Did a great job, by the way. But after the second time around, now it says voters chose Andrew Sorrell pretty decidedly, too, by the way. He beat Stan Cook with 57.5% of the vote. By the way, all you get to do is win by one. But when you got 57.5, that's a significant, and so that's great. Congratulations to Andrew Sorrell. He said, "Hannah and I are thrilled." It's his wife. "Hannah and I are thrilled for the opportunity to serve the 5 million people of Alabama and Montgomery for the next 4 years in a different role." He says, "Serving as House District 3 state representative was a true honor, and I'll remember how much I enjoyed it for the rest of my life. And I want to thank all the people who got me to that position in 2018." And also the 205,000 people who voted for me today statewide. It never gets old hearing the people say they're voting for me. It's humbling every time. So congratulations to Andrew Sorrell from the Shoals, who is your new state auditor. I don't think he has competition in the fall. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think he does. And then you got, where'd my Wes Allen car? Here it is, AL.com. AL.com. Wes Allen beat Jim Ziegler. Ziegler got, the most votes in the primary election in May, but Allen just came out of nowhere and picked up the deficit. So yeah, that was, everybody was looking at this and going, "Ooh, man, Jim Ziegler's in the catbird seat." But Wes Allen came back with a very decisive victory. Numbers were good in his favor. All you had to have is one. He had a lot more than that. So, yeah, State Representative Wes Allen from Pike County, former probate judge, state representative. Good on him. He will be moving forward now to win the role as the next Secretary of State. Got a few others. I'll tell you about some legislative races when we get back from this. If you want to call in, 866-494-9866. As we wrap up number one of the Triple Dipper, Election Aftermath. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So going back now, wrapping up this election aftermath, there were a lot of races around the state that were actually on runoff ballots. Not every one of them could be maybe in the one that you were looking at. Of course, we had the statewides. If you're up here in the North Alabama area, a lot of folks had not only the Copper, are you putting a note on the board for me right now? What we got? Oh, yes. Yes, you are correct. Thank you. Let me finish up this segment, and we'll do that right after the next break, which will come pretty soon. How about that? My bad.
No worries.
Let's just go ahead and just tell the audience what I did. It's Copper's Corner. Oh, yes. At 3:30, and I just stepped right in it, and I just went right on like you don't matter, and that wasn't what I meant to do, and I feel bad. Now I got to send you flowers, and everything's going to be fine.
Okay. Copper's Corner. We'll just do it in the next segment.
Well, just, yeah, do it in the next segment. Quit your whining. What's wrong?
I accept chocolate as bribery.
Ah, there you go. Okay, well, fair enough. Chocolate makes things all right. Yep. Hey, but listen, by the way, we had a lot of races that were state legislative races that were in runoffs. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, right now, the squeaky wheel in politics is the big tickets on the ballot, like the U.S. Senate race or the governor's race. And everybody knows what's going on. And when it's presidential, everybody goes to the polls on a presidential. And it's all about Trump this and, you know, who's running for, you know, Congress. And let me tell you something. In my opinion, just as much, if not more, of what impacts our day-to-day lives comes out of Montgomery. Having served there myself now for 8 years, I really became convicted that what comes out of Montgomery so often controls our day-to-day way more than what we see come out of D.C. Now, right now, it's hard to believe that because the policies out of D.C. are just, like, galling. I mean, every time we turn around, there's some new stupid policy that is literally dragging our economy, our energy sector, our supply chain, something down the tubes. But look at it right now. You're paying 10 cents more at the pump right now because of a gas tax out of Montgomery. You can get pulled over and given a ticket for texting and driving because of a law that came out of Montgomery. You've got state income tax. You've got education is ranked 50th in the nation. All that comes out of Montgomery. So, yeah, a lot of what happens in Montgomery. Those state legislative races, they are key. Well, here's one. WAAY-TV reports that Ben Harrison won the runoff last night. Now, Ben Harrison was on the show about a week ago. He defeated Jason Black. However, he's not done yet because if you remember, we also had on, I think it was Monday. Yeah, Monday. We had Kimberly Butler on who was in that election also. And lo and behold, she's got some pretty solid, compelling evidence that perhaps she should win her challenge. And so what you may see is one more election for House District 2. We'll have to wait and see how that challenge goes. Other things that happened, we had a friend of mine on the show here, gosh, about 3 weeks ago, Keith Kelly, over in Senate District 12, State Senate District 12, which is the Anniston-Oxford area, running for the seat being vacated by the now retiring State Senator Del Marsh. Keith Kelly beat Wendy Draper. Keith Kelly is an amazing guy, a great guy, very humble spirit, loves the Lord, very solid conservative, businessman, and Keith Kelly beat Wendy Draper. Wendy Draper had to face down, even though she had a lot of money and she had sort of an establishment style to her in terms of her support, she was also married to the mayor of Anniston. She is married to the mayor of Anniston, who's a known Democrat, and she has supported Democrats in the past. And she had, by the way, a challenge against her candidacy for that very reason. But for reasons unknown to me, Perry Hooper, who's been around for a long time in state politics, he went and advocated on her behalf. So she was allowed to stay in. Keith Kelly beat her in the runoff. There you go. Hank Sanders. Now, any of y'all who have followed state politics at all with a modicum of interest for the last 36 years know who Hank Sanders is. He's an extremely interesting individual. He's got an amazing personal testimony of growing up in a Jim Crow South. Got, I believe, his law degree at Harvard. But we also never saw anything eye to eye on policy. I could like him as a person and couldn't stand his policy. But State Senator Hank Sanders tried to run again for his old seat after 36 years. He left it for one term to allow his daughter to run for it. And he came back, and the power man, the guy who used to control the education budget, who literally was one of the two to three people that in the legislature you had to get through them if you wanted something done, he couldn't do it again. He fell way short. He got beaten by another Democrat in his bid for the Democrat primary, a guy named Robert Stewart, who used to work for U.S. Representative Terry Sewell, got beat by 11 points. So just so you know, that's also big doings. That's down around Selma, Perry County, Dallas County, Lowndes County, Wilcox, all those areas. A couple more, and then I'll wrap this sucker up. Parker Moore in House District 4 up here in this Hartzell area. Parker Moore hung on, survived a challenge. He's the incumbent. He got 53%, so he's going on back down to Montgomery, it appears. Down in State House District 40, a guy named Chad Robertson edged out somebody named Julie Borelli, who I don't know either one of those, but they're moving forward. I say down yonder, they're House District 40. They're right over there in the Jacksonville area. And then lastly, if it's possible for me to say I have my favorite Democrats, I do. But one of my favorite members of the Alabama State House in general was a Democrat named Rod Scott. Rod Scott is a consummate gentleman. Has a Yale degree. Just a solid guy. If you needed to get something done and you needed to talk to a Democrat to find out their position, somebody who would actually work with you, talk with you, tell you what's what, it was Rod Scott. Always greeted you. It didn't matter what your position was on a bill that he cared about. He greeted you like a gentleman at every given term. He brought honor to his party, in my opinion. And Rod Scott got beaten in his bid to get reelected by somebody who goes by the nickname of Coach. Fred Coach Plump in House District 55. That's down about Fairfield and that portion of Birmingham down there. All right, those are races all over the state, but that's the kind of thing that's happening. Democrats, Republicans, all of it, runoffs, they matter. They do. All right, we're going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and take my break a couple of minutes early because I'm going to come back and it's going to be Copper's Corner. I am done with the election aftermath. Later on, you want to call in and talk about it, though, we'll still take it. But for right now, we're going to set that one aside, and I'm going to listen to what Copper has to say because she's pretty good at that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. Copper's Corner coming up next.